19th of August in the year 2020 from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. Thank you for joining me for the webcast today, the 18th of August. Well, guess what? I'm telling you, another good play son of mine is off and ready to strike and make his life work. We just gave a slight embrace to each other this morning as he took, I guess, an Uber to the airport. He's out of LAX. He's flying to New York. And then when he gets to New York, he's going to fly into Dubai. And then from Dubai, they're going to fly him into Australia. And then from Australia, he'll end up in Papua New Guinea, which is his final destination to be with his woman and his child. I want you to pray for nothing but the best for Morio Canto. He told me when he was here with me, he said, "John, you know, you never asked for anything from me." I said, "Yes, I did. I asked for one thing. One thing. And it wasn't to get him to join my church. It wasn't to get him to talk like me, to act like me, to live like me. No. It was to gain in him a certain confidence, if you will, on how he was to live his life and to live it to the fullest. And in living that way, making darn sure that you don't harm anyone, come against anyone else's agenda, and that you, in a real way, glorify God in the things that you're doing in your life." So, to me, he's fulfilled those things and on his way. And it's not too often that I have a success story to share with you. Now, what am I doing besides, well, what am I doing today? It's hot. I don't know what the degree is, but it's pretty hot out there. Let me go to my thing here and see really what the heat is in Los Angeles today. I understand that fires have been burning totally out of, what is the temperature in Los Angeles today?
And it's about 99 degrees outside.
Wow. Yeah, that's it. You heard her. 99 degrees. Zero chance of rain. And it's sunny. It is a picturesque summertime kind of a thing. It is a kind of weather that people fly all the way from all over the world to come here to relish in this weather. And so we're having perfect Los Angeles summertime weather. What am I doing? I'm cleaning over again every room in my house. I clean, I dust, I vacuum. You know, I'm cleaning. And since Morio is out from sharing a little part of my life with me, I got a hell of a lot of cleaning to do. And so I'll get started on that maybe later on when it cools off, or maybe even tomorrow. But I wanted to talk about something, and I had that up on my website, but I've just been real busy in getting things on, so I'm going to. Oh, it seems like I'm having difficulty here in getting this down. But let me check right quick. I have to see what I was going to talk about. Okay. Yeah, here we are. What I wanted to talk about today was pressing on. Yeah. How do we? Isn't that a unique picture of me with my, Lucy took the picture. She says, "Oh, John, you look so wonderful." We were on our way to Biola University because I was graduating from Talbot Theological Seminary that night with the master's in pastoral ministries and Christian education. And a very proud moment for me, it was. I accomplished something. I started out. That's one of the things that Morio and I would talk about. He'd come in the office here and he'd see the degrees on the walls, the pictures, the plaques, the presentation from people that really believed in me and actualized in that way. And he says, your office depicts who you are. Well, I want my entire home to do that. And that's easy because one's life depicts whom one is. You cannot get away from who you are. You are who you are. It is going to be that way. You are going to be that way. And you have an obligation to keep going forward. Keep going forward. Now, you say, well, John, how do we do that? I want to go to college, and there aren't going to have any in-person classes in college. It's going to be all this, take a college course at home on your computer. Well, listen to what I'm doing. I had the thing prepared. I'm going to have to take it off of a hard drive and do this. I had Mario, before he left, go to my computer and make a snazzy introduction to my clips, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach philosophical spirituality. I'll call it that. Not only on my YouTube page, but I'm going to, well, you see me, I'm putting a new face on my YouTube page, John Cole 1234. Some of the older clips are up there, and it looks as if, you know, my heart is getting stronger and stronger. And I want to tell you something. I just start using something, guys, and my whole life, I kid you not, has turned around. But I won't get into that. I'll just, because I know people are going to start saying, oh, Pastor John is crazy. No, I took one of these pills. I ordered them and took one of those pills, and I'm able to get up in the morning. My back problems and connecting problems are gone. It boosts this level that I needed in my body so much that I got up, and I get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, and I'm not dizzy, and I'm walking, and this is amazing. And I'm eating all healthy food. I don't eat any fried chicken. I don't eat any McDonald's. I don't eat any hamburgers. I think Mario ordered last night from Denny's a little broiled chicken with vegetables and potatoes, and he left before he ate it, and he said, oh, man, you can surely have that. He said, if I'm home by 1 o'clock, I didn't make it. Well, it's now 2:30, and I didn't hear him call, and he did call because he couldn't take everything. They were going to charge him another $1,000 to mail some floaters and other things that he needed. And so he'll have me send that to him later. But I carried those four floaters back in the garage without any problem before I start taking these pills. I could only walk down the driveway one time and back. Now, it's too hot to walk my dog, but starting when it gets a little bit cooler, I'm going to be able, you see what I'm talking about? Because I listen to other people. And Morio left me just a group of organic medicine that I've been picking up at Simply Wholesome that has been helping my body. What are problems is, and I tell you this, the problems stem from what we eat, what we put in us. All this sugar, all this stuff that we put in us. And you know what? God moved me down to about one meal a day. I ate a little bit more because when I get hungry, I know I have to eat. My body is saying, eat more. But I'm just telling you, follow what your body is saying. And when you read, thank God for these computers, because I look on these computers and I read these ads about male enhancers. In other words, I'm a male. I'm a black man. I need something to enhance my body, to keep that body going in the direction that I need to go in. And I won't eat practically anybody's cooking but my daughter's. That's about it. And just a little bit of that, but nobody else. I swear on it. The stuff really works. And I didn't notice it. It just popped. And I've only used this the second time today. I've had it for almost a week. And I've taken my second pill today. And I am feeling wonderful. So, the only thing that I can say is watch what you eat. Watch what you eat. Take care of yourself. Hydrate yourself. I want to go to the store. I have to check my checking account because I'm not a rich man. I don't have a lot of money. But I want to go and get some more frozen fruits and so that I can make some more protein smoothies. But I have some protein bars here. And so I feel so good, I'm going to cut this thing short. Because another thing that Morio told me, he said, John, people don't listen in hour or 90-minute group sessions. They like to listen to solutions to situations in about 10 minutes. So it's been about 12 minutes, and you know what I'm capable of doing. I would say this to you. If you live in the Southern California area, drink water. If it's tap water out of the pipes that's coming into your house or your apartment, boil it if you can. Let that water cool. Put that water in some of these large plastic water containers that you get from the store. Refrigerate that water. And then when you drink that water, it is most refreshing. Stay away. I can't remember the last time I bought a soda pop. Now, I want to... what is it called? I do drink some things, but it's not soda pop. It's called Lacroix. L-A-C-R-O-U-X, I think it's spelled that way. Lacroix. And it's a nice, bubbly water, and it is just excellent to drink. To refresh your thirst in the middle of this hot pandemic. Okay, I don't want to spend all my life talking with you. I just wanted to let you know what's going on. I'm going to be putting up these new YouTube clips. As a matter of fact, I have all of my YouTube work that I've done on two hard drives, and I'm going to go to those hard drives and start putting together my YouTube Word of God clips, because if I teach it to you and you can follow that, you can teach other people. And I think this will help me help draw you closer to the God that we all believe in. And I'm hoping that I'm right. Pray for a young man, a young friend of mine, who really needs some help. The police picked him up. He had a weapon that wasn't his, and he has to go to court. I'm not praying for him to be let off the hook. Pray that God may touch his mind, open up his heart, and show him that living in a vulgar way. I told all the boys that came through my house that. I admit the fact that all of us are human beings, and we're not perfect human beings, but God has a certain expectation of us. And since he has this certain expectation, he expects us to live up to his name. pray for this young man, Terrence. He really requires your prayers now, if you believe in that, that God might just open his eyes and show him the right direction. And I want to tell you, you know, when I talk about or speak about Mario, I can't say enough about this guy. I won't talk about how much I've invested in his life out of my own pocket, because if you know me, you know that's the kind of a guy I am. I see a guy in real need. I got a garage back there. There's a old couch back there. Lay on that couch, sleep there. Hey, I give you a few days to get your mind together. Come on in. We can sit down and eat something. No, you can't live here. I'm the only one that lives in this house. But if you're here in this house, you're going to help me clean up, scrape up, make a way, and then at the same time, I'm praying that your life gets better. That's all I want to say today, and I'll work on sharpening up this sound a little bit more, but I think it works well enough for me to do this. I had to shut down my website, and Mario helped me before he left the country. And I hope he gets out of New York. He has all the paperwork. He had to get, what do you call these things? Things to travel from one country to the next. I didn't even know that it was like that. But he helped me pull my computer together, taught me a lot, and I really appreciate him for that. And I appreciate you for coming by my website and taking the time to listen. Thank you so much. Have a good day.